You don't get to be 111 years of age without adding a few new wrinkles. While the Souk Fall Fair is holding on to what made it so popular for more than a century, organizers have added some new features to this year's event. Our focus has always been about sharing the community's history, said Lisa Nielsen, president of the Souk Fall Fair Association. The changes we made for this year are all about providing families with more options. One of the new additions is an exhibit by the Souk Regional Museum that focuses on the fair's theme this year, Water is Life. We're also adding a fun zone for all ages, with great games and prizes, Nielsen said. We're going to have food trucks and vendors on site for the first time, and starting this year, you can register online. People can also leave their animals overnight if they prefer because we'll have staff on site for that. Of course, the traditional elements that have made the fair such a success will be there, including the pet parade, which is in its 62nd year, and needlecrafts, animals, photography exhibits, kitchen crafts, arts and crafts, and more. Local talent will provide live music and entertainment as well, Nielsen added. Admission is by donation for the Souk Fall Fair, which takes place in the Souk Community Hall at 2037 Shields Road. The event is open to the public from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, September 7th, with opening ceremonies from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Highlights include the Great Souk Innie Race at 2 p.m., and the Chili Cook-Off at 3:30 p.m. The fair runs on Sunday, September 8th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., with closing ceremonies from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. The pie-eating contest is at 11:30 a.m. The pet parade gets underway at 1 p.m., and there will be a mobile forge demonstration. We couldn't do this without the support of the community, our numerous sponsors, and our volunteers, Nielsen said. Visit https://soukfallfair.ca/wp/ to pre-register, and for a look at the full schedule and all of the events. Please note Shields Road will be closed to traffic from the intersection at Eustace Road to the Souk Legion parking lot on Saturday, and between the Legion's driveways on Sunday. Gypsy Bus Charters is running a free shuttle bus from Edward Milne Community School to the Souk Community Hall during the fair's hours of operation. The Souk Harborside Lions will not have a food concession this year due to the chili cook-off. Anyone interested in volunteering this year or in the future should contact Souk Fall Fair Mail at shaw.ca.